Well, hello everyone, and once again, this is your voice of the gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, greeting you in the wonderful name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And friends, I thank God that he who bore the name Jesus Christ also bore my sins in his own body on the cross. Well, here we are with another day of grace and another blessed opportunity to present the claims of Jesus Christ as the Savior of sinful men and women, boys and girls. And if there's anyone listening in today who's never been saved or born again by the Holy Spirit and God's Word, then I would strongly suggest that you stay tuned in, because I believe that God has caused you to listen to this program today. Yes, God is a loving God, and he wants you to be saved. And friend, tomorrow may be too late. In Proverbs 27 and verse 1 we read, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." No, none of us are sure that our eyes will ever see the light of another day. Today's date may be on our tombstone as the date of our death. Listen, friends, 90 people die every minute, 5,400 every hour, 130,000 go into eternity every day, and over 47 million go off into the great beyond every year. And furthermore, it's only the grace of God that has prevented you from becoming part of these solemn statistics. I might add that death isn't the end of it all either, my friend. Oh, no. In Hebrews 9 and verse 27, we read that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So, friend, please stay tuned to this gospel broadcast today to hear how you can be saved and born again this very hour if you realize that you need a Savior. And, friend, don't forget that salvation is only available to those who admit that they are lost and hell-bound sinners who need a Savior, and that Christ Jesus is the Son of God who died on their behalf. Yes, friend, it's simply taking God at his word and accepting his Son as your Savior and your Lord. Let us ask God's blessing on the broadcast. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we bow our hearts in thy presence today to thank thee again for thy Son. We thank thee that he was the expression of thy love and mercy and grace to those who were perishing in their sin. We thank thee to our God for having extended the day of grace so that we might have this blessed privilege and opportunity to exalt thy Son as the only Savior of sinners. Bless thy word wherever Christ is being preached today. Save souls, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now before getting into the message today, we'll listen to a lovely old tune, and it's entitled Bringing in the Sheaves.
We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing.
Friends, if you'd care to follow me in the scriptures, I'll be using as my text for today two verses of scripture as we find them in the book of Ecclesiastes. First, Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Now the second scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And the Lord will add his blessing to the public reading of his word. Now, friends, today, and with the help of the Holy Spirit of God, I should like to direct my remarks to those listening in who are young in years. Yes, God has laid it upon my heart to bring before the young men and women listening to this program today their lost condition in God's sight and their need of Jesus Christ as their Savior. You know, quite often, preachers of the gospel tend to forget the young people with whom they come in contact. They seem to direct the remarks to men and women only, as though it were not necessary to bring before the boys and girls their need of being saved or born again. Listen, friends, if you're at the age of accountability before God, and God alone knows when that age is, then, friend, whether you're 10, 14, 16, 18, or older, you're old enough to realize your sinful condition before God and accept His Son as your Savior and your Lord. And I might also add that the alternative to being saved by God's grace is the same for the teenager who dies without Christ as it is for the older man or woman. It's hell and the lake of fire. Now, I can almost see many of you reaching for the radio knob to turn to a more appealing program. Perhaps you're saying, what's he trying to do? Scare our children to death? Is he trying to spoil all their fun in life? No, my friends, I'm not trying to scare your children, and I'm not trying to make their youthful years a time of misery. I'm simply trying to bring before the boys and girls and the younger men and women in the audience today the fact that they need to be saved while they're yet tender in years, before the devil beclouds their mind with the pleasures of sin, and before their young hearts are hardened to the pleadings of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, I believe I'm speaking to some young person today, and the Holy Spirit of God has caused you to listen to this broadcast of the gospel. Perhaps this will be the last time you'll ever hear about God's way of salvation for your soul. Yes, sad to say, thousands of teenagers drop off into eternity every day. And again, sad to say, most of them don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Sure, they were baptized when they were a few days old. Some were dedicated before they could walk or talk. Others were confirmed when they became 12 years of age, and still others were received into membership of a denominational church when they became a teenager. But listen, friend, I know some young people who are very active in church activity. They belong to the Sunday school, the youth fellowship, Youth for Christ, Campus Crusade, they sing in the choir, and even teach a Sunday school class. But listen, friend, they've never been saved at all. They've developed into religion without being in Christ Jesus. These same young people, like many older ones, are being deluded into believing that living a good, clean, and moral life is all that is necessary to pleasing God. In other words, they're depending upon what they do rather than having faith in what Jesus Christ has already done. Young friend, listen to what God says in Isaiah 64 and verse 6. For ye are all as an unclean thing, and all your righteousnesses, that means all your good works and religious activity, and all your righteousnesses are as a filthy rag. Now, friends, years ago, I had the position of being a professor of mechanical engineering at Carnegie Mellon University. Later on, I was a dean of engineering at the University of Pittsburgh back in Pennsylvania. And this gave me the opportunity of coming in contact with thousands of clean-cut young men and women whose conduct would make most parents happy and proud. Ah, but sad to say, it must have grieved the Holy Spirit of God to have seen them going on in life with little or no thought of eternity. They had inherited the spiritual complacency of their parents, and I must confess that it sometimes took all my willpower not to interrupt my lectures or even my duties as an administrator to preach Jesus Christ to them. Listen, young man or young woman, whether you realize it or not, you're living in a world of superficiality, a world where sin abounds on every hand, and where the values of life and death have been lowered to a position of relative unimportance. Young friend, according to this book that I hold in my hand, the Bible, you're living in a world which is quickly ripening for the judgment of God. And if you go on without Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you'll have nothing to look forward to but the eternal flames of the lake of fire. And I make no apology for telling the truth. Now, some of you young people are listening in, and you've been fortunate enough to have been born of Christian parents. Your mother and father are truly born-again children of God, and you know it. They've sought to bring you up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. But because of that sinful nature with which we're all born, you've rebelled against God and parents, and you're still on the broad and crowded road that leads to the place that Jesus Christ calls hell. Friends, I'm sure that there are some young people listening in today, and you've sat under the sound of the gospel many, many times. The Holy Spirit and Word of God has brought before you your sinful condition in God's sight, as well as your need for a Savior. Some of you have been under such conviction of sin that you could hardly eat or sleep. Others have sobbed themselves to sleep, and with the fear that the Lord might come before they awoke in the morning. And yet, my friend, you're still unsaved. You're still in your sins, and you're still on your way to a lost eternity. And the reason you're still lost is simply because you're enjoying your sins. You love your worldly companions and your worldly pleasures. You love the card games more than you love your soul. You love the dance more than the gift of eternal life. Yes, friend, you love the devil more than you love the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, listen, young man or young woman, don't let the devil rob you of God's salvation. Don't let him rob you of sins forgiven and life eternal in heaven. No, don't let him rob you of fellowship with God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the words in our text, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thine heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment." My, what a solemn warning that is. Friend, God says, go out and have a good time. Rejoice while you're young. Follow the wishes of your deceitful heart. Go where you want to go. See whatever satisfies the lust of the eyes and even the lust of the flesh. Do whatever you want to do. Sure, go out and live it up, so to speak. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Friend, remember this. You're young today, and you're naturally looking forward to many more years of life. But listen to what God says over there in Job 36 and verse 18. "Because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke, and a great ransom cannot deliver thee." Again in James chapter 4 and verse 14 we read, "What is your life? It is even as a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanisheth away." Young friend, as sure as you're listening to my voice today, you're going to meet God. And you're either going to meet God in time as your heavenly Father, or else you'll meet him in eternity as your judge. So why not prepare to meet God right now? Acknowledge in your heart that you're a lost, guilty, and hell-deserving sinner. Admit you can't do a thing to save your own soul, and then accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. Now, friend, I believe it's worth mentioning today that this book of Ecclesiastes, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, was written by a man considered to be the wisest man who ever lived apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, this man, King Solomon, was indeed very, very wise. In the earlier portions of Ecclesiastes, he acknowledges his great wisdom, his great wealth, his great works, and his worldly pleasures. Ah, but he has to admit at the end of the book, yes, he has to admit at the end of it all, that there is nothing new under the sun, and all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Now, just before he concludes his messages in Ecclesiastes, he turns his attention to those who are young, and here's what he declares. He says, "Rejoice. Rejoice, O young man," and that could just as easily have read, "Rejoice, O young woman." "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment." My, what a solemn warning this is to those listening in today who are yet young in years. Friend, in this verse of Scripture, God is telling the young man or young woman to have a good time while you're young. Go where you want to go. Do what you want to do, and see what you want to see, but, here God says, "But, know thou that for all these things, I'm going to bring you into judgment." Yes, God reminds you that if you do follow the ways of rebellion, then remember, you'll have to face God. Yes, God will bring you into judgment. You know, friends, I believe you'll have to agree with me that the conditions in the world today are getting worse and worse. Sins which formerly were reserved for the town drunk or the harlot or the homosexual have now been elevated to the realm of social respectability. Teenagers today are learning to dance in grade school so they can go out in the evening and join their parents in revelry. Other teenagers are drinking and smoking and taking harmful drugs even before they graduate from high school. Yes, and the subject of sex is treated today with such liberty that the temptations of sin have resulted in countless cases of illegitimacy and the curse of unwed motherhood. Ah, listen, Christian parents. Are you bringing up your children in the fear of God? You know, in Proverbs 22 and verse 6, God says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, you know, friends, I thank God that my parents claimed that promise. Because even though I wasn't saved till I was 30 years of age, nevertheless, the early childhood training which I received in our home continually brought before me my sinful condition in God's sight and the fact that I had to be saved or else go down to hell. Now, friends, God hasn't provided a salvation for old people only. Oh, no. God's way of salvation is for the teenager as well as the person in their middle age or even older. And the reason for this is simply because there's no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And furthermore, friends, God has devised a salvation which even a young boy or girl can understand. In fact, I believe it's easier for a young teenager to get saved than it is for a sin-hardened grown-up. Now, if it were possible for me today to make a radio survey to determine the ages when you Christians listening in were saved, I believe that the results would show that most of you were saved while in your youth. Before your heart and soul were so wrapped up in devilish pleasures that you had no time for thoughts of eternity. Now, I know that there are some of you young people listening in today, and you're looking forward to an education which shall prepare you for your future in a position of security. Some of you have just graduated from high school within the past year, and after hearing an inspiring commencement address, you're determined to meet the challenging future with all the facilities at your command. You'll work hard for several years to get a college education. You'll graduate, perhaps, with honors and accept a well-paying job in business or industry. You'll probably get married. You'll settle down and have a family of your own. Yes, and all your life you'll eat, drink, and be merry. But listen, friends, how about God? How about God? Have you forgotten about Him? You know, in Amos chapter 4 and verse 12, we read, prepare to meet thy God. Sure, you're prepared to meet a challenging future here on earth, but how about eternity? What preparations are you making to meet God? You know, we read in Hebrews 9 and verse 27 that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Friend, listen, once you pass out of time into eternity, it will be too late then to prepare to meet God. If you're not a child of God before you die, then there's one thing sure. You'll never be a child of God after you die. No, it'll be too late then. That's the reason God tells us in our text, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Now, friends, here in this verse of Scripture, Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1, the God of heaven tells us that he wants the young people to get saved while they're young. He wants them to live their entire life to his honor and glory alone. Yes, the Bible tells us that God is a jealous God, and therefore he demands all the glory for saving the soul of a sinner. Now you'll also notice, my friend, that God wants the sinner to accept his Son as Savior before the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Friend, I wonder if God is speaking to you right now. You're in the prime of life, and you're looking forward to a long life of success, pleasure, and achievement. Then you figure that just when you're getting old and gray, when the pleasures of the world fade away and when you're ready to die, well, then perhaps you'll start living for God. You'll get saved then, and you'll step from a life of sin into the gates of glory. Ah, listen, friend. You're listening to the enemy of your soul, the devil. Only the devil would allow such a thought to creep into your mind. Friend, I believe in salvation at any age. Whether you're 9 or 90, the blood of Jesus Christ can still cleanse you from all sin. However, the chances of an older person accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior is greatly diminished due to the hardness of their sinful hearts. And I believe that because I know it to be true from past experience. So young man or young woman listening in today, why not make your life count for God? Why not surrender your will to His will? Right now, while the Holy Spirit of God is striving for your soul, just admit that you're a lost, guilty, and hell-deserving sinner in the sight of a holy God. Admit you can't do anything to save your own soul. And mind you, my friend, looking at it logically as well as spiritually and scripturally, if you and I could do anything to save our own soul, then why did Jesus die? And then, my friend, simply accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. Please, friend, please don't make the same mistake I made. I wasted 30 years of my life when I could have been serving God. I was serving the devil. So trust Jesus Christ right now while the Holy Spirit of God is striving for your soul. And please, friend, don't delay. Because you know, my friend, he who hesitates may be lost forever and forever. God tells us in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Again in Hebrews 4 and verse 7, God says, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Then to you young people who have heard the gospel so many, many times, and yet you continue to reject Christ as your Savior, again I remind you of what God says in Proverbs 29 and verse 1. He that being often reproved or warned, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Oh, sinner friend in Radio Land today, I plead with you from the bottom of my heart, please don't let this program leave the air today without accepting God's Son as your Savior and your Lord. Yes, just now, admit that you're the sinner for whom Christ has died. Look by faith to Calvary and see that precious blood without which there can be no remission for sin. Friend, in view of eternity, I plead with you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. And friend, if you'll do that right now, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time. And thank God, you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we bow our hearts in thy presence again at the close of another radio broadcast. And our God, when we think of those out in Radio Land today, who are even now making a choice whether they realize it or not, and we think of thy word that tells us that thou hast called heaven and earth to recall this day against them and to record the fact that thou art offering them life and death, blessing and cursing. Oh God, may they choose Christ today before it's eternally too late. May this be the day when they pass from spiritual death unto spiritual life. May they be saved and born again right now, for we ask it in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earthly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Thank you.
Well, friends, we're coming to the close of another radio broadcast, and you know I can't help but wonder if there aren't some out in Radio Land today, and the Holy Spirit of God has brought you under conviction. You know you're lost, you've never been saved and born again, and you just don't know what to do. Friend, it's simply taking God at His word. The Lord Jesus Christ says in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And He's the one that utters those most memorable of all words over in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Friend, the best advertisement for God's way of salvation is simply this. If it were possible for you to talk to everyone on the face of the earth today who's been saved and born again, you wouldn't find one who could honestly say they were sorry they accepted Christ as their Savior. With that thought in mind, my friend, I leave this radio message with you. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thine heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Well, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. And if I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be only too happy to do so. Address all letters of inquiry to the Voice of the Gospel, Post Office Box Number 6, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 15134. If you'd like to have some gospel tracts and other basic and fundamental gospel literature, I'll send it to you absolutely free and postpaid. That address again, the Voice of the Gospel, Post Office Box Number 6, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, zip code 15134. And now onto our next broadcast, Lord willing. This is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.